हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। इन दिस वेकेशन बैच वी आर गोइंग टू सी द स्टोरीज ऑफ 12 आल्वार्स। व्हाट आल्वार? द स्पेलिंग इज ALVAR और यू कैन ऑल्सो से LWAR। ओके, आल्वार मीन्स द डिवोटी हु इज ड्राउंड द लव ऑफ गॉड। व्हाट डिड आई से? Who is drowned in a love of God. Drowned, who is submerged, who is immersed in love of God is a Alvar. Understood? Like this, there are 12 Alvars. And they basically, Lord Vishnu, he has all this paraphernalia, right? Like Shankha. What is the name of the Shankha of Lord Vishnu?
Panchajanya.
Panchajanya is the name of the conch. The name of the conch shell is Panchajanya. What is the name of the chakra?
Chakra.
What is the name of the gada? Gada means mace, not the gada which you see in the road. Understood? Gada means mace. That is, what is the name of the Lord's mace?
Kaumodaki.
Did you follow? Kaumodaki. You know the sword of the Lord. It is called Nanha. What is the sword of the Lord called? It is Nandaki. The sword of the Lord is called Nandaki. The bow. You know the bow the Lord uses? It is called? Yeah, it is called Saranga. That is why Krishna is also called sometimes Sarangavani. That is the person who is holding the bow. So, Saranga. So, now what did we see? We saw Panchajanya. Then we saw Kaumodaki. We saw Nandaka. That is the sword. Then Sudarshana. Then, you know the Lord, he wears a beautiful gem on his body. It is called Kaustubha. Okay? He wears this thing on his body. It is called Kaustubha. Okay. And which car does the Lord use? Yes, Garuda. So the car of does the car of the Lord require petrol?
No.
Does it ever stop?
No.
Does it commit accidents?
No.
This is a divine bird. That is Garuda. Okay. And the garland of the Lord is called Vanamala. What is called?
Vanamala.
Okay. And the wife, one of the wives of Lord Vishnu is called Bhudevi. Bhudevi. So now, these are the paraphernalia of the Lord. You can also say Parshadas. These, they are not ordinary. Like for example, whatever we are wearing, say for example, this bangle, it's a material thing. It is not divine. It is not spiritual. Anything, whatever you are wearing, it is not divine. But the Lord's hands, whatever this Panchajanya, this Kaumodaki, this Sudarshan Chakra, this all these things, they are transcendental. That is, they are divine. Not only that, they each and everyone is a person. Everyone is a person. It's not a thing. It's not a material thing. They are person. And these persons, they come as these 12 Alvars. Are you able to follow?
Yes.
So, what is the meaning of Alvar? Yeah, drowned in the love of God. Okay. And they are the incarnations of the paraphernalia of the Lord. Whatever the Lord is carrying, yes, they are called paraphernalia. So the paraphernalia of the Lord, they are incarnations. So now, I will tell the 12 names, who is who. Okay, let me see how do you follow. The first, see these names are Tamil names. Tamil language is very difficult to pronounce. So, that doesn't mean if you don't understand, you should laugh or you should giggle or you should do something. Because these are divine names. All of you sit properly. Because you all are going to listen to the stories of Alvars. So, now I am going to tell their names. each name you can, first we will revise through these names. Maybe you can also say three times each name. Say, Poigai Alvar. Poigai Alvar.
Poigai Alvar.
Poigai Alvar.
Poigai Alvar.
Poigai Alvar. Okay. Bhudat Alvar.
Bhudat Alvar. Bhudat Alvar.
Pey Alvar.
Pey Alvar. Pey Alvar. Pey Alvar.
Thirumal Isai Alvar.
Thirumal Isai Alvar.
Nam Alvar.
Nam Alvar. Nam Alvar. Nam Alvar.
Madura Kavi Alvar.
Madura Kavi Alvar. Madura Kavi Alvar. Madura Kavi Alvar.
Kulashekar Alvar.
Kulashekar Alvar. Kulashekar Alvar. Kulashekar Alvar.
Peri Alvar.
Peri Alvar. Peri Alvar. Peri Alvar.
Aandal.
Aandal. Aandal. Aandal.
Thondar Adi Podi Alvar.
Thondar Adi Podi Alvar. Thondar Adi Podi Alvar. Thondar Adi Podi Alvar.
Thirupan Alvar.
Thirupan Alvar. Thirupan Alvar. Thirupan Alvar.
Thirumangai Alvar.
Thirumangai Alvar. Thirumangai Alvar. Thirumangai Alvar.
Okay. So these, I'll just read through this table. Poigai Alvar is the incarnation of Panchajanya. That is the divine conch shell of the Lord. Bhudat Alvar is the incarnation of Kaumodaki. That is the mace. Pey Alvar is the incarnation of Nandaka, the sword. Thirumal Isai Alvar is the incarnation of Sudarshan Chakra. Nam Alvar is the incarnation of Vishwaksena, who is the chief administrator of Mahavishnu. Madura Kavi Alvar is the incarnation of a divine bird. Kulashekar Alvar is the incarnation of Kaustubha gem. Peri Alvar is the incarnation of Garuda. Aandal is, there is only one woman Alvar who is female. This, all of the Alvars are males. I mean, to make us understand, so Aandal is Bhudevi. Thondar Adipodi Alvar is the incarnation of Vanamala, the garland of Lord Vishnu. Thiruppan Alvar is the incarnation of Sri Vatsa mark on the chest of the Lord. Thirumangai Alvar is the incarnation of Saranga bow. So these are the 12 Alvars. Every day we will be seeing their pastimes. Okay, they are very great devotees. So now let us see this first three Alvars. Poigai Alvar.
Poigai Alvar. Poigai Alvar. Poigai Alvar.
Bhudat Alvar.
Bhudat Alvar. Bhudat Alvar. Bhudat Alvar.
Pey Alvar.
Pey Alvar. Pey Alvar. Pey Alvar.
These three Alvars, they are called the Mudal Alvars. Mudal means the first. In Tamil, Mudal means the first. These three Alvars are called the first three Alvars. So these three Alvars, they were staying at different places. And you know, in those days there was no car, cycle and all these vehicles. They used to walk to all the places. So these Alvars, there are 100 and Aribol. There are 108 divine temples of Lord Vishnu in India. Do you know that? It is through, many are there in Tamil Nadu, some are in Kerala, some are distributed towards the north. And like this, there are 108 temples called Divya Desams. What?
Divya Desams.
108 Divya Desams. And in each of the first one is Srirangam temple. Okay? Srirangam in south. Okay? So this 108 Divya Desams, these Alvars, they went walking to these places and they have sung beautiful poems. They are such, see, when you do devotion, Krishna gives you the benediction of singing poems on Krishna. See, for us in our school, we learn these poems. It is so difficult, no? Okay, sometimes in nursery and all, it's okay. Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a wheel of water and all. But the ones when you grow up, maybe in, you know, in first, second, or maybe after that also, some poems are so difficult, you know. But your teacher says you have to buy heart this and write in the exam. Those words are also, there is no sense also, right? Something, somewhere it is written, and those poems you have to buy heart, and even that comma, that semicolon, that full stop, everything should be there, right? I mean, you have to learn those poems, but it never makes sense. But these Alvars, they have written poems on the Lord, describing the Lord, glorifying the Lord. So these poems, they have, all these Alvars together, they have written 4,000 poems. So they are called Nalaira. Nalaira means in Tamil 4,000. Tell Nal. Aira. Nal means 4. Aira means 1,000. Nalaira. Nalaira. Yeah. Divya Prabandham. Can you say? Nalaira Divya Prabandham. Nalaira Divya Prabandham. So this is called the 4,000 Divya Prabandhas. So these Alvars have written these, all these 12, all of them together, they have written these poems. And these poems are sung in all the Balaji temples in India. In Tirupati temple, in Srirangam, in, you name it. You only know these 2-3 temples. So in all the Balaji temples, the Divya Prabandham are recited by devotees. Understood? So, they divide it. They have sections, but they do tell it on regular basis. Okay. So, even if you are, now let us see of these three Alvars. Poigai Alvar, Bhudat. Poigai Alvar was born in a golden lotus. They are not born like you and me in hospital or something. You know, like how all of us are born in the way we are born, like how through the womb. But these Alvars, they are not born like us. That's why they are called Ayonija. What?
Ayonija.
Ayonija means they don't take ordinary birth like us. They are born, they have divine birth. They don't cry. When we come out, we cry. Alvars, this divine birth, those devotees, they don't cry. So this Poigai Alvar was born in a golden lotus. And this Bhudat Alvar, he was born in a Tirukatti, one flower is there, in that flower he was born. And the third one, Pei Alvar, was born in a lily flower. So these three Alvars, their birth was like this. And Poigai Alvar, he took birth in golden lotus. There the river, in Tamil, the river is called Poigai. That is why his name came to be Poigai Alvar. And the second is Bhudat Alvar. Third is Pei Alvar. Poigai Alvar is incarnation of Panchajanya. Poigai Alvar, Panchajanya. Bhudat Alvar, Kaumodaki. Pei Alvar, Nandaka, Swod. So these three Alvars, they used to go on walking to different places. And when these Alvars, when they meet each other, they don't talk. Are aaj TV mein kya dekha tumne? What is the score today? You know, how much did India score against any country? Or what was, which is the latest movie going on in Cinemax? Or you know, what is the price of McDonald's burger? All these things they don't talk. You know what they talk? They talk all divine subject matters of the Lord. 24 hours. They don't talk nonsense. Are ye ladka vaisa hai, wo this ladki aisi hai. That all these things they don't talk. They talk divine subject matters. They don't talk nonsense. Okay. So these Alvars, these three Alvars, by Krishna's arrangement, Krishna wanted to do some leela with these three Alvars. So Poigai Alvar, Bhudat Alvar and Pei Alvar, they three happened to come to the same place one day. Okay, it so happened they came to a temple of Trivikrama. Trivikrama is the name of Vamana. Vamana, an incarnation, you know?
Yes.
The Lord took the incarnation of a Vamana. What? How was he? Which one he was? Vamana. Vamana incarnation. Okay. So this Vamana, yeah, fifth. So Vamana, what form he was? How he was looking like a? He was a tortoise. Who was the tortoise? Yeah. Who was?
Matsya fish.
Matsya is fish. Then?
Wild boar.
Wild boar.
By boar is? Varaha. Then?
Half lion, half man.
Who is that?
Vamana.
And Vamana is? He was a dwarf incarnation. Do you know what's the meaning of dwarf? There is a story, no? Yeah. You know that story?
Yes.
So he was looking like a dwarf. Okay, all of you sit properly. So this this is your austerity, your tapasya. So this Vamana, he, although he was like a dwarf, when Bali Maharaj, you know, all of you know the story, right? Bali
yes.
Maharaj and dwarf Vamana story?
Yes.
Don't know?
Bali Maharaj.
Okay. So in short, I will tell you, dwarf, as a dwarf incarnation, Vamana said, you give me 3 handful of
clays.
Three steps of clays. So then he expanded like anything. Everyone was seeing. Vamana was just Vamana was so small, such a small child, and suddenly he was expanding. He covered the whole entire cosmic manifestation. That form of the Lord is called Trivikrama. When Vamana, he takes this big form, he is called Trivikrama. Understood? This Trivikrama temple, these three Alvars went. For all the three Alvars, it was Krishna's arrangement, plan. He made all the three Alvars come to the same place. Then they were walking. And while now Poigai Alvar was walking and coming, suddenly it started raining heavily. So what happened? You have to take shelter somewhere, no? So Poigai Alvar found a narrow passage, a small room sort of, very narrow passage where only one person can lie down. A small place and shelter. So Poigai Alvar went inside because it was raining very heavily. He went and slept there because he was also tired walking all the day. So he went and slept there. After some time there was a knock at the door. Tuck, tuck. And who was there? Bhudat Alvar. Bhudat Alvar came there. And then he said, it's raining heavily. Can you please give me some space? Yeah, can you give me shelter? So devotees, they are very kind. You know, even if it is inconvenience for them, but still they will serve the devotees. So Poigai Alvar said, yes, there is place for one person to sleep, but two people can sit down. Two of us can sit. So he said, please come in. So they both came in and they both started talking what? What is the price of the ice cream?
No.
They started speaking what all? The divine topic. They started describing the qualities of Lord Vishnu. After some time, again there was a knock at the door. Because it was raining heavily. And there was Pei Alvar. So he invited Pei Alvar also to come inside. He said, they said two people can sit, but three people can stand. So all the three, Poigai Alvar, Bhudat Alvar, and Pei Alvar, they all three stood inside the passage and all the three started talking and all the topics of the Lord. So then they didn't know anything else. They knew everything about the Lord. So they were just speaking, all of them were talking only topics of the Lord. After some time, suddenly they felt as though someone was crampling on them. Say suppose you all are sticking like this and say someone is just, you know, stamping on you. So then, after some time, you know, they were just trying to adjust themselves. And what did they see? In front of them, they saw the beautiful form of Lord Vishnu standing in front of them. Lord Vishnu was standing with all his paraphernalia. It was the Lord who was stamping on top of them because he wanted to hear his glories. They all were talking the glories of the Lord. So they wanted to, the Lord himself wanted to hear his glories from these great devotees. So he came in front of them and he showed his beautiful transcendental form with right from the lotus feet, the yellow pitambar and his four hands with Shankh Chakra Gada Padma and his beautiful lotus face, lotus lips and the crown and the peacock feather and very beautiful form with a beautiful garland. They all saw this and they had tears in their eyes. They had so many tears. These were, loving tears. They were just, with this khushi ke aansu we say, but that is also just, it is a show off, it is artificial. This is out of devotion for the Lord. These are real tears. It never comes for any ordinary person. That doesn't mean we should imitate, bring some tears and say, oh, we have got those tears. It is impossible to get those tears. It is only possible for very pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Not for us. So these alvars, they cried and immediately each alvar just it flowed from their mouth. 100 poems. Can you imagine? They saw the Lord and 100 poems came out of each alvar's mouth. I told na 4000. So in that 300 was from these alvars. Just they just sang these poems and 300 poems came out of their mouth. And then after some time the Lord disappeared, and these alvars, they continued on their journey. After this, wherever they went, all the three alvars went to the same went together, and on the way once they got darshan of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanumanji. When they were walking there, they saw Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanumanji. Then they went to different holy places, and then also at one point they saw this one more alvar which we'll be seeing on one of these days. So this way I'll just read out to you their compositions. It is wonderful. You can just read it. I'll just tell you. Poigai Alvar has written, Lord Narayana, who lords the Divya Chakrayuda, is the cause of this wonderful universe and the seas. I am singing this Malai garland of verses, that is Pasurams. In Tamil, the poems are called Pasurams. And dedicating to him whose vision I had is the light of the lamp of the earth, and oil being the seas, the sun being the source of light. And Buddha Talwar composed the second 100 Pasurams, meaning here it is the love as the lamp, an involvement as the oil. And Alvar says, I dedicate myself to the service of the Lord by singing this song that blesses wisdom, and with love as the lamp, enduring involvement as the oil, and knowledge as the wick of the torch. Pei Alvar composed the third 100, that is, I found the glorious golden form of the Lord. I have seen the glory of Srivan Narayana, and his beauty and his sea color, his brightness and brilliance like the sun, and his shang, that is divine conch on one hand and chakra on the other. All glories to the lotus feet of Poigai. You can repeat this line with me. All glories
to the lotus feet
of Poigai Alvar,
Buddha Alvar,
and Pei Alvar.
Poigai
Alvar ki, Buddha Alvar ki, Pei Alvar ki.